All right, Confessions to 7, Confessions AT7 at wild941.com. We have a no-name who wrote us and said, "Dear Freak Show, I got a situation that I want to share with you guys because I'm at a loss. My man and I have been strong and we hit a rough patch. Long story long, we went our separate ways and I did hate him for being stupid and cheating on me. I won't get into that, but basically I was hurt. Now, he was my first, so sleeping around is not something that's in my nature at all. But I decided that I would get him back. And so I ended up cheating as well. I didn't cheat on him, but we had broken up. And after 2 months, we finally talked and really committed back to each other. And of course, I wanted us back. So when he asked if I had been with anybody, of course, I said no. The man who took my virginity, talking about marrying me. Yeah, I'm not saying anything. Well, our reunion ended up with me being late. And if the math is right, the week we made this baby is the same week that I had sex with an ex coworker of mine who I always had a close relationship with. We're so good now. If I say something, his jealousy will never let him look at me the same, and I'll end up being alone. If you were in my shoes, would you be honest about the dalliance that happened, or would you just wait? It's really not even a paternity test type of thing because my man is white and the guy that I slept with at the office, well, at least my ex guy at the office is black. So when this baby is born, I'm sure on day one of me being a mom, I'm going to be able to tell if there is an issue or not. It's a lot to carry around during this time, especially when we're preparing to be parents and he's so excited. I could never say something and rock that boat again. Do I say something or just wait until the baby comes and deal with it then? Because it feels like I'm being dishonest, but to quote Friends, we were on a break."
Ooh.
Ooh. If you got cameras, can you follow yourself around? Because you have just given us a whole reality show.
Oh man.
Yo.
So you have to weigh your options. She says, if she tells him, he's gone. Unequivocally, she knows that.
Right.
That if she's honest, she
like any man would be gone. Like, okay. Wait. So this might, well, not any man, because some people, I'm sure, have not been sure until a baby came, but that's different.
So if she wants to keep him around, that's not an option. So she can't tell him. So now she just has to roll the dice and see what happens when she gives birth. See who that baby come out looking like. Have a right. Little melanin check.
I mean, for real. I mean, and you know what's funny though is babies all look. I mean, not all, but a lot of them look the same when they come out. Like they all look pale. They ain't got a lot of, you know, I looked like damn near you when really? I came out. Oh. You know what I'm saying? So my dad was looking at my mom sideways, like, "Why this baby so light?" And, you know, then it kicked in. Okay. And I got my regular tone, but it's like, so you ain't gonna know day one.
Do you think she should tell him?
The fact that
just roll the dice.
The fact that she didn't say something from the jump, though, and he is expecting this kid to be his. She can't risk it and drag it all the way out until the baby's born. I think she should have been told him, and. I mean, better late than never.
No way. It's already too late. That ship done sailed.
No, there's never too late. Imagine when the baby does come and it happens to be the other guy's. That's going to be even worse.
Like, that baby going to moonwalk like Michael Jackson.
that baby come out like, hey, hey, hey. Like, why is this baby so crunk? What is this? Crying to trap music or whatever.
It's Quavo's baby? Like,
woo, woo, woo. Mama, I want you to breastfeed me. I mean, you know, we're not undermining the email or anything. I think honesty is the best policy, but I think honesty has a expiration date and you might have passed that. So now it's just time to I tell people cry about it once. If you're gonna break up with him, cry, go through all of the heartache. And then on the other side, when it happens, cry and go through all the heartache of it again. Like, why don't you just save your energy and do it once? Like, you know, now that you forced yourself into a corner, now I think it's just pretty much you gotta stay quiet. I hate to say stay quiet, because honesty is the best policy is always my thing, but it's really making me feel like I'm coming over to Dobby's side. I'm coming over to the dark side. All right. We got a lot of texts coming in. Boy, I've seen more people put "these hoes ain't loyal." And I'm like, I know it's a song by Chris Brown, but y'all do realize, and I hate quoting it, but she said it at the end. It's like, friends, they were on a break. Like, he cheated on her. So she fell into the arms of, what did she say? The coworker who was feeling her.
Yeah,
like
the ex-coworker
who was feeling her. Yeah, so
the one this that's dude, like a brother.
Right, which all of y'all know pretty much when you mess up, there's a dude out there waiting with his arms open who's been waiting in the wings for your girl to call and say, yeah, he messed up, because that's going to be the next dude that's in the business. So we got texts coming in. What we got?
We got a ton of people checking in. It says, it's so hard, but she needs to come clean. This is such a big secret that if you love someone, you should give them the same respect that you expect back, no matter what he or she has done.
Honesty is a virtue comes out of the 727. Honesty is a virtue. This may be a deal breaker. He may be accepting if she is honest. Real men step up. This happened during a break. If you sit down and have a civilized conversation, you never know if he is the right one and the right one for your life.
That's right.
That's a good man right there. If I was in that similar situation, I could never see myself sticking around and raising somebody else's baby. Honestly, just you cheated on me, and now I gotta raise that kid.
But you cheated on them. If we're putting you in this situation, you cheated first.
We all cheated, but that ain't my baby, so I can't do it.
All right, wait. Out of the 941, this happened to my mom. She was a little thotty. She is black. Her husband is white. She cheated, but the baby came out looking mixed. So she thought she was safe until a month or so in, the baby got darker. Mm-hmm. It's about 18 years later, and the husband loves the baby still. That isn't his, and officially adopted him. So there is hope.
That's a good man right there.
There's a lot of good men out there. There's a lot of men out there that are taking care of babies or babies that aren't theirs or whatever. I mean, a lot of people are writing Maury, don't tell him. Out of the 813, don't tell him she needs to wait just in case it is his. Carl in Clearwater says, take that blank to the grave. Like, I mean, you know,
From the tone of the email, it sounds like she knows he's not one of these quote unquote good men. He's not. I don't think this guy's going to stick around. And those are her words.
She said jealousy. She said, I mean, because think about this, when you're the person who was her first.
Right.
Because that's what she said. She's like, he took my virginity. So he wears it, because some guys do wear that as a badge, and some of us are deathly afraid of it. Yes. She said, you know, I guess as that story goes, now if he finds out that she did have somebody else, who honestly was probably better, because the virgin dude, the dude who like. He ain't got to try. Now she got a point of reference. So if this other dude, you know, is found out, now his flower is deflowered. Now his space is has been occupied. Like when she said jealousy, I just immediately thought he's not going to be able to handle that part.
Right.
Forget the baby part. Just the fact that somebody's been parking in his carport. You know what I mean?
But it's always a double standard when it comes to that, because she's worried that he might not be accepting with it, but she had to accept his mistakes and still stay with him. And somebody said, if the baby is his, the other guys, then they won't be able to make it work. Well, sometimes stuff like this happens to let you know that somebody isn't meant for you.
Oh, and that's a hard lesson to learn.
Yeah, for real. It is hard. I mean, but think about it this way. Like, if the baby is his and he's willing to be a father and can fall in love with her, and or they are in love and he's building all that up, the shock of it can be short lived. He can step up and say, you know what? yeah, let's continue doing this or whatever. But that's a hard conversation to have in the delivery room.
Oh yeah,
that's why she got to say it sooner.
How long does she have? They say about 2 weeks. Are the texts that I'm seeing until the baby's if he's gonna get dark, he's gonna get dark in about 2 weeks.
Is that what it is?
That's what people are texting.
It takes 2 weeks for the melanin to kick in.
Yeah.
Wow.
But that, so if he got a head full of hair though, that curl gonna kick in immediately. Mm-hmm.
Don't extend the deadline any further, baby. You got it.
So baby, did you cheat or did we just have Kal-El, Superman, Clark Kent?
Somebody said she got to pull out the photo albums and point out her darker relatives to show, yeah, like, wait, no, this is in the family.
No, you guys are at the beach. He's tan.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.